Number 19. Your unconscious mind always follows the path of least effort. This means that no matter what you ask your unconscious mind to do for you, it'll always take the route which takes the least effort, the least energy, the easiest route. This is why we have to be very precise when we ask our unconscious mind to do something for us, for instance, when we set goals. It's also the reason why we need to give our unconscious mind a very precise and accurate time that we want our unconscious mind to do something by. Let me give you a couple of examples. Let's say you're to ask your unconscious mind for more money. And you leave your house, you're walking down the street, and you see something glinting out the corner of your eye. You look down, and it's a pound coin. So you pick it up and put it in your pocket, and your unconscious mind's patting itself on the back for getting you more money. It might not have been what you meant, but it was what you asked for. More money. How much is more money? A pound's pretty good if you think about it. It could have just been 2 pence. And your unconscious mind did it in the easiest way. It just pointed your attention to something on the pavement. Let's say you asked your unconscious mind to actually do some healing work for you, and your unconscious mind said it would take 7 days. 7 days passes, and you still haven't got the result you wanted. You still haven't healed yourself. What happened? Well, did you actually say to your unconscious mind, start the healing now, start the 7 days right now? He may have had a lot of other things on this week. So your unconscious mind always takes the easiest route to get you what you ask for. So always be very precise in what you ask for, as in set very accurate goals, which we'll cover in a later CD. And also make sure that your goals are timed precisely. Day, date, and year. In some instances, it might even be appropriate to put a time in, as in hour and minutes.